The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a nuclear physicist, recorded on June 5th, 1974, in Geneva, Switzerland.
Coming back now to the West, he feels so much difficulty to still be sensitive, to have this intuition for the spiritual plane.
He says that there are like crisscrosses, like swords blocking.
So one thing is that he's feeling difficulty in the material atmosphere of this. Is it the fact?
Yes.
That is good.
And the bulk of all sorts of difficulty.
Trop d'informations, trop de pensées, surtout la pensée des autres, qui font le blocage.
Too much thinking. I do too much thinking.
Anxiety.
Too much
not thinking, not but anxiety.
Ce ne sont pas les pensées elles-mêmes, mais plutôt l'anxiété qui les accompagne. Qui est le problème?
Exact. Yes. That's sure. Right, because if there is no anxiety, this thought does not stay in the mind. They just pass.
This anxiety there must be when we are in a different atmosphere. Just like we heard there was a plane crash. So we are traveling by plane. So as soon as we get on the plane, that anxiety is there. So the anxiety is caused on my boarding a plane. Anxiety is caused on account of my boarding a plane. See, if I do not board a plane, then that anxiety is nowhere. So, anyone who is existing in this material world, there must be anxiety. There must be anxiety. Exactly, same example. That as soon as it may be very nice plane, it doesn't matter. But I know that it is unsafe. At any moment, it can crash. Therefore, there is anxiety. So similarly, we are, so long we are in the material platform, you cannot avoid anxiety.
Yes,
it's
true. Because what I felt is this, when we could...
First of all, you should understand this, that we are on a platform that is called material platform. So long you remain on the material platform means the bodily concept of life. The anxiety will never be stopped. First of all, let us understand why there is anxiety. The example is given. Because I am a being of the land, artificially, when I go up on a plane, on the sky, this is the cause of my anxiety. So I am a spirit being, I am a spirit soul. So long I live in material conception of life, you cannot avoid anxiety. It is not possible. This is the problem.
Yes, yes.
I am a spirit soul. So my natural abode for living is spiritual world. So long I am in the material world, it may be the same example, I may be on the 747 or DC-10 or 10C-10 or this or that nonsense, I must be in England. That is the problem. And what is that material problem? Material life means you have got this material body and you do not wish to die. The anxiety on the plane is because I may die. That means you do not wish to die. Why my anxiety? If there is plain grass, then I will die. And therefore my anxiety. If I am assured that I will not die, then where is the anxiety? The anxiety is that I do not wish to die. But death is there. That death is there either on the plane or on the ground. You cannot avoid death. Why I cannot avoid death? Because I have got this body which is perishable. Therefore, if I want to be anxiety-less freely, I must try for that thing by which I do not get again a body like this. Then I will be anxiety-free. Even a small bird, if he sits here, he will do like this, anxiety. You give him something to eat, but he will not dare to come near you. But he has anxiety. Then you may capture him. You know that. Therefore, the material life means four things. We require to eat something, we want a place for sleeping, we want to gratify our senses, and we want to defend from anxiety. This is material.
I agree completely, because I felt that when I could get the contact with the spiritual plane, I felt the protection. I felt that nothing could happen to me, no heaven. As long as I was in
touch
with this plane, nothing could happen, because I felt I was in harmony. And when I went back, I took a plane, exactly as you say, at Colombo. I went back to Colombo, and there was a storm, terrible storm, when the plane took off. And the lady said to me, was very frightened. And I was so enlightened at that time that I told him, we are protected, I am protected, so if you are beside me, you are also protected, so nothing could happen. And it was an extraordinary feeling. In French we call that providence. You know that?
Providence. Yes, that when we are in danger, we remember the providence. But when you are happy, we forget it.
Quand vous êtes en danger, vous vous rappelez la providence. Et quand tout va bien, on oublie pour la providence.
No, because I felt that at when we reach this point, we get to
anyway,
at the point la providence on la sent aussi bien.
At the time of danger, we remember providence of God. That is also good. So there is a Hindi proverb that dukh se sab hari bhaje, sukh se bhaje koi. Sukh se agar hari bhaje, to dukh kahan se hoi. Means, when one is in danger, he remembers God. And when he is in happiness, he forgets God. Therefore, if he remembers God always, then where is danger? So our business is to become God conscious. Then there will be no anger. So we are preaching that idea that you become God conscious. Death is there. You cannot save yourself. Either you are on the land or on the plane, death will be there. You must be prepared for the death. But if by practicing remembering God, even at the time of death, you continue to remember God when life is such. Death will be there. You cannot stop that. Ante Narayana Smriti. So, if at the time of death we can remember God, then our life is successful. Therefore, before death, we shall mold our life in such a way that always thinking of God. Manmana bhavat satatam chintan karma. Satatam chintan karma. This is life. We should always remember God. Then we must know He is God, otherwise how can I remember? If I have no idea of God, then how can I remember? So, we must know what is God. We must remember always God. We must become a devotee of God. In that way, we can save ourselves from the anxiety. Otherwise, it is not. Because a God-conscious man, he knows that I will die. Everyone will die, I will also die. But his concern is, at the time of death, I shall remember Krishna. Yes. Then his life is different. Death we cannot avoid. There must be. Tattadeham. We have to give up this body. But the question is, how I shall give up this body? The cats, dogs, they also give up their body. And I will also have to give up my body. But shall I give up the body like cats and dogs or as human being? That is the problem. Therefore, one should, a human being should prepare himself how to give up this body. That is humanity. Krishna says, find out this verse. Janma karma me divvam jo janati tatta sa tatta deham punar janma ne ki maame ki.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, Arjuna.
Material body means second death. As soon as you accept this material body, either human body, or cat's body, or dog's body, or tree's body, it has end. Therefore it is said, tatta deham, if one becomes Krishna conscious, then giving up this body, no more accepting any material. Tatta deham punarjanmane. Mave, he comes to me. That is the solution of all languages. So, if you want to become anxiety-less, then we would advise you to become God-conscious, always think of God, Krishna, then your life will be successful. Sada samudvigna jnana asad graha hityapadhatam grihanda kupam vanangato jad harimasrayata. This is the path. Yeah, so long we'll be on the platform of material existence, we cannot avoid anxiety. That is not possible. Therefore, it is the duty of everyone to give up this material world and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is give us relief from all anxiety. In our society, we are doing so many things, we are sending on men, we are publishing books, we are distributing books, because how to become Krishna consciousness? This is the only idea. Central idea is how to become Krishna consciousness. So there is activity. All is. From morning 4 o'clock till night 10 o'clock, we have got full program of activities. And all these activities are meant for how to become perfectly Krishna.
I think when I was in college, I studied chemistry. I think many of the scientists that I also met, they felt very alienated from their relationship with nature or with God, because of their empirical approach to everything, of setting themselves apart from everything. Therefore, they felt detached from the complete whole, almost as if an island floating away somewhere. No relationship.
To become detached from our material activity? No?
Well, it's just the observer. This is the scientist's point of view. He's just observing, observing, observing. And therefore he feels almost left out of it. So they want to participate. They're very attracted to it.
But he's observing himself or not? Or he's simply observing outside himself?
Bhagavad Gita says that he is observing his body, his field of activity.
No, Bhagavad Gita, I am asking.
He's observing outside of himself.
Then why does he not observe himself? What I am? Am I this body? Or what I am? I am full of anxiety.
Oui, c'est-à-dire, c'est une approche peut-être différente pour voir à quel point vous allez abonner, vous voyez, à quel point vous voyez l'utilité, mais on voit que vous êtes plus penché vers une recherche spirituelle.
Yeah, but actually, that's a very interesting way of approaching the problem of spirituality. We are learning that actually everything has some relationship with Krishna or God. So you are a physicist, if I've understood.
Yeah.
You're a physicist. So that you have a very highly specialized field of knowledge. So it would be valuable to see also what is the contact of nuclear physics with the
spiritual physics.
Spiritual physics.
Spiritual
physics. Yes, spiritual physics can be said.
Well, I should say that the word science is misleading. The word science is generally used by the opponent of science on a pejorative level, because they really don't know what science is and they think that should be the enemy.
Let me relay it, the information, little by little. He says the word science is misleading. Generally the word science is used by people who are enemies of science to pinpoint it, that this is the enemy, so they call it science, a general word.
Exactly.
Yeah, they are misleading. They have no knowledge and they are misleading. Basic principle of knowledge, they have no idea of spiritual basic principle. They take material basic principle. Therefore, the beginning of their knowledge is wrong.
Yes?
So, on the wrong platform, you may go forward more and more, but it will be dismantled because it is wrong.
What is the nuclear physicist's idea about the origins of creation?
Well, nuclear physics is not, has nothing to do with the study of creation.
Yeah, then.
Nuclear physics is just the study of the structure of matter.
The structure of matter?
Yes, that's how matter is done, as long as we could observe it. And how the matter is organized. And is it possible to go in the deepest level where we could find the smallest particles?
That so far nuclear weapon is concerned. So there is no much credit because it is a weapon for killing, death. Is it not? Not for that purpose?
No, nuclear physics in itself is just a pure research of knowledge. But manufacturing of weapons, that's not nuclear physics.
Oh.
That's just business.
What is the nuclear physics?
It's just a nuclear physics is just the search of the structure of the matter.
The structure, how matter is
structured. How matter is done at the most elementary level.
Finding the smallest particles.
That has nothing to do with manufacturing of weapons.
So we understand the matter generates from spirit. That like I am a small fragment of spirit. You are also a small fragment of spirit. So when I am in the womb of my mother, so my big body grows. On account of my spirit, small particle of spirit coming in the womb of my mother, the body grows. So it is evident that this body has grown because the spirit soul is there. Suppose a dead child comes out, the matter will not grow. The material body will stop growing. Therefore the conclusion is, matter grows on account of the spirit factor. Do you agree or not?
Matter grows starting from a spiritual seed, something
yes.
like that.
Yes.
If we speak in scientific terms, there is an immaterial concept called the energy.
Yes, the spirit soul is also energy, and matter is also energy. Two energies, when they contact, the so-called expansion of matter takes place.
Yes, and we could study in our laboratories the passage from energy to matter, and back from matter to energy. It's what we call
matter is also energy.
Materialization, the process of materialization.
First of all, let us understand what is matter or what is spirit. Spirit is also energy and matter is also energy. The matter, when it comes in contact with the spiritual energy, then it grows. Otherwise, it does not grow. Therefore, the growing process depends on the spirit. take this example, my body, your body. The spirit soul, when it is in the womb of the mother, then it grows. The abdomen of the mother grows also. But if the spirit soul is not there, then it will not grow. There are many sex intercourse, but if the spirit soul is not there, the sex intercourse will not turn into pregnancy. Do you realize this?
Yes.
Then how the material body grows? Because the spirit soul is there. Is there any denial?
We call it in a way, but
you call in any way.
Information.
But the fact is this, that there is something. When in contact with that something, the matter grows. Otherwise, it doesn't. That we call spirit soul. You may call something else. That is different. He can call and define name, but matter grows not automatically. There must be in touch something with matter, then it grows. This is a fact.
And it grows by agglutination of particles.
Yeah. That may be, the composition may be. We take grossly fine matters, gross matters, and five subtle matters. Five gross matters, this earth, water, air, fire, ether, these are gross matters. And subtle matters, mind, intelligence, and ego, these are eight different types of gross and subtle matters. But they depend on the still more subtle thing, that is soul. If the soul is there, the gross matter, this material body, it grows, the mind acts, the intelligence acts, the ego acts, and as soon as the soul is out of this body, it doesn't act. It decomposes and again turns into gross matter, therefore. Therefore, that spirit soul is the basic ground where from the matter develops. Matter is developing, we can understand. A small child is developing, big fatty body, very fat. But in the middle, if you stop, if you drive away the spirit, it will not grow.
There is also something we should do, we do in laboratories when we study the structure of matter, that we could discover a new type of energies which could help humanity to survive. So, it's not pure speculation. We don't know if it could be used. We don't know yet if what we are looking for is useful or not. But past experience has shown that humanity needs energy.
The energy is already there.
Fire, electricity, or some other type of energy?
Energy is already there. You are working, I am working.
Yes.
With energy. But what is that basic energy? The basic energy is that living force, life, or the soul. When the basic energy is absent, you cannot work anymore. Finish.
I think you're speaking about energy for like running machinery, like solar energy and petrol energy, like that kind of energy?
Well, the energy for this lamp, for this recorder,
electric
for
energy.
Cooking your food.
Electric energy.
Energy you need to survive.
The energy comes from the source. It's like this electric energy is coming from the electric powerhouse. There is a resident engineer, he is, how is it called?
Generator.
He is somehow or other putting the machine to go down.
Turning the generator.
Engineer. So, electricity is being generated. So, behind this energy, there is the living entity, engineer. Otherwise, it is useless. No more energy. If you drive away that resident engineer, the electricity will fail. No more energy.
I see that.
Yes, you have to understand like that. So, behind this big machine, which is generating electricity, there is a living being who is pushing the button.
Who organizes it?
Yeah. Without that, it is not.
It's just to put power.
Therefore, behind this big gigantic machine, physical world, there is a living entity. Big, powerful living entity is God. We are simply sample of God, a small particle. Mamai vāṁsa jīva bhūta jīva lokasa. This kind of mamai vāṁsa.
Mamai vāṁsa jīva lokē jīva bhūta sanātana nanashashtāni indriyāni prakritiṣṭāni kaśyati. These living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses which include the mind.
Yes. So, we are samples of God, small particles, just like gold, big gold, mind, and a small particle of gold. Both of them are gold. Composition is the same. So, we the small particle of God, we are trying to create here so many things. Creating energy is there. Because we are a small particle of God, very small. So we have got so much energy. And we are planning so many things because on account of the creative energy. So, you can just imagine how much creative energy has got this Supreme Lord. Of whom we are little sample. We are little sample only. Part and parcel, very small particles. So we are creating by our mind, manasasthani indriyani, by our senses and mind, we have so many things planning. You are also working in the laboratory with that senses and mind. But you are the creative energy. So the struggle is that we are planning to become happy within this material world. That is described here, manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani korsati. Korsati is simply struggling. Yes.
Struggle.
You cannot do anything. Because of the bigger creative energy is there. And we are simply trying to combat it. Therefore, uselessly we are struggling. Yes. We cannot change. Because the bigger creative energy is different, prakriti, the material nature. They're just like they are trying to create living being in the laboratory. So suppose you are trying to create living being by scientific chemical combination, so what is the credit to you? Millions of living beings are created by the material energy. What is your credit? You cannot even create a small ant up till now. So simply you are wasting your time. That's all. Therefore it is called Pakistani Korsuti. Just like the children are playing. What is the value of this play? They are making a howling noise, that's all. What they can do? But they think they are creating so many things. So you all are scientists, you are doing that thing. That's all. You cannot do anything. That is not in your power. This is very, very difficult. Physical energy which is being conducted. Just like you have created this nuclear bomb, and if you take it and throw on the sun planet, what is this? Nuclear bomb, you can destroy something here, but what your nuclear bomb will be destroyed if you throw it on the sun. Is it not? What is your calculation? You know the sun.
If we throw, I didn't understand the word. You mean if we throw a bomb on the sun?
Yes. So what is the effect?
What will happen?
Yeah.
In the sun.
Huh?
It will burn.
Huh?
It will burn.
Which will burn? Sun will be burn or your bomb will be burn?
And the bomb will burn.
That's it. So your teeny effort.
It's not my.
This physical science. It's nothing.
Nothing to do.
And that the biggest physical machine is going on. So it is simply childish play.
Le principe est là, que la plus grande machine est ici.
Ce n'est pas pour vous attaquer personnellement, juste pour montrer que une étude superficielle de l'énergie sans une connaissance de la source énergétique n'est pas complète.
There is another example.
Mais
just like the glowworms. When there is darkness, you know the glowworms?
Glowworms.
Yes. They need some light.
At night.
But when there is sunrise, what is the value of this? So your all this physical scientific advancement will be like glowworms in the presence of the scientific element of God.
But the scientists know that science is not complete, but he tried to do it as the nearest approach he could do.
And it is just like the children. The children are trying to build castle on the sea beach of sand, very busy. 2-3 hours, so long the father and mother is there, they're busy. But as soon as the father and mother go, come on, everything finished. So, this scientific struggle is exactly like that. All childish children's play. Therefore this word is used, Prakritisthani Karshat, the living entity. They are trying to create so many things, but it is simply struggle for existence. It is no value. The same example, the children building castle, skyscraper building. They are thinking this is skyscraper building. But what is the value of it? Now, I have been in Rome, those 2,000 years ago, they also constructed big arena, Roman arena, this temple, that temple. Now they are simply relics. Those who constructed, they are finished. And where they have gone, nobody knows. And whatever they did, that is simply relics, therefore. So when they acted on this big building, it was very important business. The same building is standing, it is useless.
a relic of a sheep doesn't mean that the sheep has been useless.
He said,
for the time being, it is useless. Actually, it is useless. But for the time being, we are taking it very useful, just like the aeroplane. It is very useful. But as soon as crashed, very easy. Whole thing is lost. But it will crash. Because everything material we are creating, just like the big, big buildings, they are also crashed. The end is there. Anything material, it has got beginning and it has got end. That is our point. So, things which will end in due course of time, why we should waste our time in that way? And we are part and parcel of God. We have got different business. We have forgotten that. We are simply engaged in temporary castle building, which will be relics after some thousands of years. So are you not wasting our time?
There is no plan. It's only transformation.
There is what no is a transformation?
You see,
there is, no
if there is a beginning and there is a hand, but I don't call it a hand, it's just transformation.
The transformation is going on automatically. Transformation, just like from ether, there is transformation of sound. From sound there is air, from air there is fire, from fire there is water, from water there is land. That is going on. You are not doing anything, it is going on. This is known, this is the physical elements. Beginning is ether. Do you accept it or not? From ether there is sound. From sound there is air. From air there is fire. From fire there is water. From water there is air.
His point is this transformation is going on.
Yeah.
But what was one ship or one relic, now we have some. Now there's a new one. Is that your point? That
there is no
transformation.
No beginning or end to the energy.
What I said before, I say that to say that the ship is now a relic.
That way, I mean, there is some temporary use. There is some temporary use.
Yes, I agree.
So just like your body has got some temporary use. Your body is working. You are a scientist. You are working, your work is temporary, but the soul, as soon as the soul is gone from your body will not work.
But during his life, my body has participated to a cosmic plane.
He says, while the ship is existing, or while the body is existing, it must be used, it has some utility.
That I admit. But you have to accept it, that it is temporary.
How?
It is temporary.
Well, it's a passive.
I don't say that it is false, but it is temporary.
I agree it's temporary, but
yes.
My work is to understand what will be the next transformation.
Do not know the transformation will take place. Take for example the ship. The seed is combination of these five material things, earth, water, air, fire. And when it is destroyed, it again turns into earth, water, fire. So, the conservation of energy is there. You simply give a shape temporary and it goes again to the same original physical elements. This is going on. But you do not know that you are eternal. That is ignorance. So therefore the sense is that if I am eternal, then why I am busy with these temporary things? That knowledge is lacking. I am eternal. So now as human being, I am busy in temporary things, to construct a big ship or aeroplane. But as soon as I change this body, I become a bird, I have no power, then I manufacture a nest on the top of the tree. That is my business. Or, because the body will change, that is lack of knowledge. I am eternal. In this particular body, I am busy with some temporary things. And as soon as I change my body, then another temporary thing. Then, suppose the big Romans, when they are Romans, they constructed all these big, big buildings. But if the Romans has changed into birds, they're no more interested in this body. They're interested in making some complicated nest on the top of the tree. This is going on. Life after this knowledge is lacking. Therefore it is said, Mano Sastani Indriyani Prakritista. They are struggling on this physical world and by concocted mental speculation, that's all. As soon as the body is changed, but everything is changed. Then they do not know that I am changing this body and I am getting temporary engagement and wasting my time. But my problem, the change of body, death is there. The death is there. Therefore, my real problem is how to stop this death that we want also. We do not wish to die. That is our propensity.
Are you interested to know how we produce antimatter in our laboratory?
Antimatter, I have explained that. This. So, our antimatter is different. Antimatter means spirit. But your antimatter is defined.
Yes, it's just a word.
Yes.
Defines something.
But we mean antimatter means there are two things, spirit and matter. So antimatter means spirit. That is our experience. Which is not matter. Just like matter is destructible. Antimatter means which is not destructible. That you mean. Any matter, find out this verse, acchedvayam adajvayam asusha akveda. Find out.
Acchedvayam adajvayam akveda shosha evacha. Nitya sarva gita stanur acholo yam sanatana.
Yes.
This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble and can be neither burned nor dried. He is everlasting, all-pervading, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same.
Okay. So, any material thing is chedya, you can cut. Any material thing. The five kinds of material things, earth, water, air, you can cut it into division. Or it can be burned, it can be evaporated, or it can be moistened. These things are material things. But the spiritual means just opposite. It cannot be cut, it cannot be dried up, it cannot be moistened. So many things. That is what we mean antimatter.